With that, we'll move on to item number five, PR-2022-006841, SD-2023-00090, preliminary final plat. CSI Cartesian Surveys, Inc., agent for Vidon Promel, requests the aforementioned action for all of a portion of lots 1, 2, and 5, Block 3, Sigma Chi Addition, zoned R-MH, located at 1801 Mesa Vista Drive, northeast, between Buena Vista Drive, between Buena Vista Street northeast and Yale Boulevard northeast, containing approximately 0.4672 acres. Property owner is 1801 Mesa Vista LLC, where the request is to interior lot line elimination for three existing lots, consolidating into one new lot, and determining the request to allow existing 16-foot alley width to remain unchanged. Mr. Mulhar.
Yes, good morning. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc., at PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you. Would you provide a brief summary of your application?
Certainly. So, as you'd said, we're looking to consolidate three existing lots into one new lot, as well as requesting determination for the alleyway width for the alley adjoining our property. It kind of wraps around on the north. There is a forthcoming site plan. And so we're looking to tie the infrastructure in for the infrastructure list in with that action to cover kind of the sidewalks and frontage of that. I will note that I very recently emailed an updated infrastructure list to city planning that removes sort of the ambiguous wording of a phase one. I'm not really sure where that phasing came in, but I don't think that was necessarily intended to be shown or anything to imply that there were going to be multiple phases to what was intended on this. The site plan will eventually show the locations intended to be developed as a parking structure, and then I believe there might be some kind of accessory business or residential stuff on top of that as well. With that, we await comment. Thank you.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So I did look at that on Google, and very tight site, quite a challenge. So I'll go to the general public. Is there anybody in the general public that wishes to comment on agenda item number five? If you do, please unmute, turn your phone on, or raise your hand virtually. Seeing none, we'll go to the DFT staff, Water Authority, Mr. Schell.
This is Jeremy Schell, Water Authority. Availability statement 221207 has been issued and provides the conditions for service. Routine connections are available.
Mr. Schell, could you turn your volume up?
Is this better?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Availability statement 221207 has been issued and provides the conditions for service. Routine connections are available. I did have some informational comments, and those are that the subject parcels have water and sewer accounts already. And then two, our availability statement states to go through the connection permit process. Given that there's an infrastructure list and this will be going through a work order process, please just include any new utility services on that work order. On the infrastructure list, we had no objections. Same for the plat. I did have some comments on the utility plan. As Mr. Mulhall stated, this is going to go through a DFT site plan process. So I'm not sure if this is the appropriate platform for having these, but I'll say them anyways. The utility plan didn't have keyed notes in the plan view, so please provide those. Clarify where the sanitary sewer service will be located. Confirm the size of the meter, and then there were some notes that we wanted added. So I guess my question is, Mr. Hearing Officer, I'm assuming those wouldn't be conditions of a plat. That would come up in the DFT site plan. So we have no objections.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, Mr. Schell, that is correct. So the only time you would have a condition is if it was part of the platting action. And so I don't see any conditions that I saw that you would need to be retained or made a condition of this plat right now. So with that, we'll move on to code enforcement. Mr. Palmer.
Thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. I have no comments and no objections to the proposed action and to the plat as proposed.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Mr. Palmer. We'll move to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Phelan.
Hello. Sorry, I can never find the mute button when I hit. This is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I have no comments or objections to this request. Thank you.
Ron Bohannon, Hearing Officer. We'll move on to Mr. Chin.
Yikuan Chin, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the platting action.
Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Mr. Chin. We'll now move to Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Justification for the alley to remain 16 feet is acceptable. Curves are required at intersection property corners at both Mesa Vista, Buena Vista, and public alley in Buena Vista, unless you can show that the property corners are outside the clear sight triangle. Consider location of public infrastructure and sight distance when determining radii. Keep private infrastructure outside of public right-of-way. For future development, a TCL will be required before site plan or building permit. Fill out a traffic scoping form to determine any potential traffic impact study requirements for future development.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So Mr. Armijo, what I understand is you're making a condition that the northwest corner of the plat have a radius or a chamfer installed on that plat.
Ernest Armijo Transportation, that is correct. We also looked at the intersection of Mesa Vista and Buena Vista. That one may be out, that corner may be outside of the clear sight triangle, but it would be up to the applicant to show that it is.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, Mr. Armijo, could you in the chat provide a condition so that I could refer to that on the final action?
Yes, sir.
This is Raymond with Cartesian Surveys. So I guess just to clarify, I know you'd had some ex parte communication with our client about the clear sight triangles and particularly kind of reliance on the TCL drawings to show that there wasn't any type of obstructions or anything at the drive entryway from Buena Vista or up against that alleyway. And so it was my understanding that that was gonna be sufficient and that we weren't gonna need to chamfer or do anything with that alleyway corner.
Ernest Armijo Transportation. I'm sorry for any confusion. What happens is that your client, what they construct may be outside of the clear sight triangle, but what we have to consider at a platting action is that if your client in the future sells and somebody else puts something up there, the plat is already there and they would legally be able to put something within the clear sight triangle that we wouldn't be able to stop them if it didn't go through the normal building permit process.
Okay, so this is Ryan with Cartesian. So I guess, is there any way to make the TCL or condition of approval of the site plan, I guess, locking in kind of that design that would be potentially an option instead of having to adjust the property boundary with that curve?
Ernest Armijo Transportation, unfortunately, again, you know, making a condition of the TCL, again, we have to look for future conditions. If your client ever sold this property, a future property owner could put something up in those corners. So that's why we typically ask for that radius or a chamfer. And as Hearing Officer Bohannon mentioned, we'll make it a condition. That way you can adjust this plat. You know, we can still sign off on the cover sheet. So on this, I mean, everything can get approved so long as those chamfers are in when it comes time for signature.
This, This hearing officer, Bohannon, Mr. Mulhor, it's quite common for, especially, you know, alleyways and public alleyways to have a radius on a subdivision. So I don't see this as an extraordinary request by staff.
Okay. Yeah, this is Ryan Mulhor with Cartesian Surveys. Yeah, we understand it is kind of a standard ask. It was just my understanding from communication from the client that he was under a great deal of time pressure with this, and that the chamfering of that would necessitate new signatures on that G1, which sets us back quite a bit just to scramble to collect all those. So I know that that had been a concern of his. And so we thought we had that lined up. And so I kind of apologize for digging in on here, but we'll obviously defer to the city on what's required here and get going on that. And we appreciate you working with us, allowing this to be a condition of approval and not necessarily holding us up. Thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Biazar, they should be able to actually do the changes to the second page of the plat, and on the first page, initial those changes on the first play acreage and whatnot. Would that be acceptable to the city if they made those changes?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. Yeah, I don't see an issue with that. I mean, you know, it'll change the data on the second sheet, but as long as the owner is aware of the changes, we should be fine. Those are sometimes that the owner don't realize that changes are happening and later on they're upset, but as long as they concur with the changes, we should be fine.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. That's my understanding as well. So Mr. Mulhall, and I understand your issue, it's not the owner, it's the utility companies is getting them to sign off on that. So my suggestion is to make those changes to the first sheet and get your owner to initial those changes, and then I think the city will be fine with that.
Okay, this is Ryan with Cartesian. We appreciate the guidance. Thank you.
Okay, with that, this Hearing Officer Bohannon will go to planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'm going to see if Layla Shadabi can do our comments for us here. Before she does, I believe she's going to need to be sworn in, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you, this Hearing Officer Bohannon. Ms. Shadabi, did I pronounce it?
Yeah, I think it's, well, Layla can correct us.
Yeah, Layla Shadabi. Yes, I do swear.
No, I need to, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. And it's Shadabi?
Shadabi. Shadabi, yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Ms. Shadabi.
As the applicant explained, this application is about eliminating interior lots line, two of them, to consolidate these three lots to one, and also asking for the termination of required 20 feet of alleyway in the north side of the lot to existing 16 feet. And applicant provided justification letter explain on that because of some physical barrier like building walls, fence, lack of access to also lack of access to this alleyway from the proposed property and the portion of this property from the alleyway from the total. So they explained these reason in their justification letter for accepting to accept these alleyway stay in 16 feet. Also, applicant sent us an email from Office of Neighborhood Coordination letter that noticed there are no neighborhood association to notify. So we are good in this side. And also we just wrote some comments, standard comments are provided in comments sheet, which is already sent to applicant. But for the future development, it's nothing actually to discuss here because it's for future. The only important part that I would like to mention is about this lot is located in activity center of UNM and also a major transit corridor, Lomas Boulevard. So this site located, as you see, it is in Buena Vista Drive and Mesa Vista Road, which both of them request 5 feet sidewalk and 4 to 6 feet land buffer zone or landscaping. The rest of comments are actually in the comment sheet and applicant can go to check them.
Okay, this hearing officer Bohannon, Ms. Shadahibi, thank you. And it's looking at that 16-foot public alleyway. Normally, we would be asking for a dedication of that alleyway, but looking at the existing conditions and based on the request by the applicant, the public is not benefited by getting additional alleyway because it would not go anywhere. Is that your understanding?
Yes, it is. But I understand and also. They provided some reason of physical barrier to provide that 20. Their portion is actually is just 20 feet in along their site, and they explain how it may be acceptable because in justification letter. And
yeah. Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. Mr. Mulholland, is there anything else that you would like to add to this application?
No, that's right, Mulholland Cartesian Surveys. No, I just like to appreciate, appreciate when you point out that we have that 15-foot landscaping buffer against residential. And then, just our justification, we try to make it as clear as we can that, there's retaining walls and normal walls and other infrastructure that makes it particularly difficult to widen that. Alleyway, and then given how tight the site is, it would really be prohibitive for any type of designed development of the site. And so we those are the arguments we made there. Thank you.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you very much. With that, I am going to move the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and the DPM with the following conditions. The first condition is that the corners of Buena Vista and Mesa Vista be either provide a radius or a chamfered setback to avoid the clear sight triangle. Subject to the transportation's approval of those distances, that the application number be added to the plat and that a DXF file must be approved by AGIS prior to final signature, and that we determine that additional right-of-way for the alleyway is not in the public's best interest. With that, I'll be happy to answer any other questions. Mr. Shahab, you have your hands raised.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Piazar. I believe you needed also a radius at the corner of the alley at the Buena Vista as well.
Oh, sorry. Thank you, Mr. Piazar. And yes, we'd have another clear sight triangle and or radius at the alleyway. And I believe it's Buena Vista. With that, I am going to move on to item 6, which was deferred, and then just take a quick 5-minute recess so that the last case can be heard by
no need to defer, Mr. Bohannon.
Then I am stepping down and turning the meeting over to Hearing Officer Campbell. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Bohannon. We'll move right into case number 7. My name is David Campbell, DHO hearing officer. And just as a matter of logistics, all of you who have been previously sworn continue to be sworn. This case is item number 7 on today's agenda. It is PR2022-007645. The application is SD2023-00053. It's a preliminary and final plat. CSI Cartesian Surveys, agent for raised flooring specialist, requests the preliminary and final plat for all or a portion of Lot 2, Tract S1, Unit 2, Atrisco Business Park, zoned NRBP, located on Los Volcanes Northwest, between Gallatin Place Northwest and Airport Drive Northwest, containing approximately 11.1793 acres. This matter has been deferred twice, from the March 22nd and the April 26th meetings. And with that introduction, I'll ask for Cartesian Surveys. Mr. Mulhall, you are still sworn, and would you like to proceed with a presentation of this matter?
Yes, again, this is Ram Mulhall, Cartesian Surveys. Thank you for carving out the time to get us in on an earlier hearing. We appreciate your flexibility in this matter. Sure. And so, as you said, we are looking to subdivide an existing lot into three new lots. There's an existing commercial building on lot 2A that is raised flooring, and so that is mainly used as warehouse and kind of a little bit of a distribution hub for construction materials and things like that. From that company, there's no sort of open public purchasing happening on that property or anything. And so just to kind of clarify the parking needs for that, I think the values that we have shown on that TCL provided actually exceed what that sort of distribution hub would be for the allotted square footage of the flooring for what we have shown. So I wanted to address that. We also have a parking agreement is new to this application that was shown there. And so that is to solidify and sort of accompany the cross lot easement 5, just ensuring that lot 2A receives adequate parking now and in the future when increased development occurs on lots 2B and 2C. And so since last time we were heard at a hearing for this, property lines adjoining Los Volcanes have moved in order to accommodate DPM required sidewalk and landscape buffer widths. And so we're now no longer seeking a determination from those widths as we had been in the initial hearing. And we just want to make that clear. Waterline easement, I believe that's 6, was relocated into the drive aisle, so it no longer conflicts with curbing and things like that. So we believe that will be satisfactory. And then on top of the addition of pond easement 8, which is hatched and dimensioned and everything, we also added on sheet 3 the hydrology required drainage easement language for plats. And so that kind of blended in with the public utility easements, and so we did receive some comments about that from hydrology, but we expect that to have been cleared up kind of with some ex parte emails. So with that, we believe that we're compliant with everything related to the plat. And then forward looking, I think we understand kind of some of the guidance we've been receiving about the site plan and parking counts, sort of accountability that we need to handle. And so I think that what we currently have shown exceeds or matches what the table 511 requirements for parking require. And so we think that we're ready to be heard. So with that, we await comments and questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. And just to be clear then, since the last deferral, the shared parking agreement was executed. That's a new document before us, isn't that right?
That's correct, sir. Again, this is Ryan with Cartesian. The document is new. It has not been recorded, but it has been executed by the owner. And so you can see the notarized signature on that.
Okay. Thank you. I see this is David Campbell, DHO. I see that Mr. Rodenbeck's hand is up. Jay?
Yeah, hi, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Mulhall, I just want to confirm if you submitted a revised plat for this latest meeting. The one I have depicted here that I'm sharing, this is from the April 26th meeting. Just want to confirm the three submittals I see for May 10th are this, you know, traffic control layout and the traffic circulation layout, and then the shared parking agreement.
Yes, yeah, from a whole Cartesian surveys. So I believe there might have been some confusion with our first supplement back in April.
Okay.
That we provided kind of two versions of the plat in the same supplement. So I reused the entire original application. And so I believe some folks might have been looking at that older plat instead of the most current one. And so there hasn't been a change from the first displayed plat from that initial supplement and the only displayed plat in this. And so I think some folks missed that we were dedicating the right-of-way and no longer wanted that determination. And that the pond easement was provided. We were missing the note, the required hydrology note on sheet 3. And so that is the only recent change I'm aware of. And so you see that isn't present there on the old supplement, whereas the current one has that hydrology note.
Okay, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Mulhall, can you, this is the supplemental submittal from April. Can you confirm which copy of the plat is the latest? This is not it, apparently. I just want to make sure we get the right plat.
Okay.
We need to make sure that at least on the record that we're seeing the latest and greatest plat.
Okay. I can send that to you right away. I know I sent it to hydrology this morning.
Yeah, please email it to me, Ryan. I'll screen share it as soon as I get it.
Okay. Thank you. I apologize. I'm right on it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. This is DHO Campbell. Now, members of the public may indicate they wish to speak. If you wish to speak, please indicate that now. I'm looking for raised hands. Ms. Gomez, have you had anybody who's indicated they want to speak from the public in this matter?
I have not, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you. Then we will go through each DFT specialty member for comments. We'll start with Water Utility Authority, Mr. Shell.
This is Jeremy Shell, Water Authority. Availability statement 221209 has been executed and provides conditions for service. All previous comments have been addressed and we have no objection to the preliminary final plat action.
Thank you, Mr. Shell. We'll move to code enforcement, Mr. Palmer. Am I missing Mr. Palmer? There he is. He may be muted.
I apologize. Had a brief interruption there. This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. So the shared parking and cross parking access agreement, as we've seen, has been shown, allowing access to lots A, B, and C, and shared parking for lots A and B is confirmed. And as shown, is confirmed to be sufficient for both proposed uses. So this agreement, as you noted before, this agreement must be recorded with the plat prior to approval. And other than that, I have no further comments and no objections.
Okay, this is DHO Campbell, and duly noted that the shared parking agreement must be recorded ahead of completion here. We'll move now to Parks and Rec, Ms. Phelan.
Hello, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I don't have any additional comments or objections to the preliminary final plat. Thanks.
Well, thank you. DHO Campbell now calling on hydrology, Mr. Chen.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date of February 21st, 2023. The newer submittal dated May 5th, 2023, has the drainage easement language on the plat. So hydrology is okay with the newer submittal, and hydrology has no objection to the infrastructure list, and the future grading drainage plan may be required. That's all from hydrology.
This is DHO Campbell. Thank you, Mr. Chen. So as I understand it, the note that you had in your report on special drainage easement language has now been included in the latest plat. Is that right?
Yiquan Chen, hydrology, Mr. Hearing Officer. Yes, that's correct.
Thank you very
like
much.
The one showing on the screen Jay just showed.
Thank you. Thank you very much. DHO Campbell will call on transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. All comments have been addressed. We have no objection. For any future development, an approved TCL will be required prior to building permit or site plan for building permit.
All right. DHO Campbell, thank you very much. We'll move now to planning. Who speaks for planning today?
This is Robert Webb. I'll be doing this one.
Okay. Go ahead.
Robert Webb with planning. So the project and application number will need to be added to the plat prior to final sign-off. And prior to final signature on the plat, staff will need a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement, financial guarantee with the DRC group. I had a clarification question regarding the note and the parking calculations that mentioned the cannabis cultivation. I believe that's for the new development that's upcoming, but and not for the existing structure. So I just wanted to make sure we were understanding that correctly, because otherwise additional standards may need to be met.
Yes, this is Ramal with Cartesian.
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Mohan. Yes.
Yeah, I just want to confirm that, that building one shown there north of the existing raised flooring will be where that potential cultivation would occur.
Sounds good. That's what we thought. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't misunderstanding.
Yeah, I apologize. The way the TCLs and kind of site plan materials have been provided to us were as a cohesive whole, because they were more forward looking to submitting the full application. And so to try to, you know, clarify that we met what was existing parking needs and everything was kind of difficult to provide in short order to turn around for our colleagues. So
exactly. I apologize for the confusion. That's okay. But it may need some tweaks on that to clarify the parking calculations for each lot. So it's not combined, because we did get the shared parking agreement. And I think the only thing that would need to be per code enforcement is need to be recorded, but it shows kind of the combined lots meeting the required parking. So we just need to make sure that each lot individually, especially the existing lot, would meet the parking there as in the parking section 55, table 551. And it's the correct number calculated, which is, I believe they were going off of the office requirement of 3.5 spaces per every 1,000 square feet there. So they had the calculation backwards, I think. So specify existing development and how the shared parking agreement will affect it. So that way it's individual. And no property line can bisect a parking space. So the current drawing looks like it needs a slight adjustment to make sure it doesn't go through the parking space areas. And then the existing development and new development, of course, must meet all required dimensional standards such as setbacks. So we just want to make sure we're not creating any type of nonconformance with the current development and the future development there. In the future, obviously, that can be adjusted easily. And the calculation, the...
Mr. Webb... I'm sorry, you may have cut out there. Is that it?
No, not quite. So the existing building, we just want to make sure it looks like it was the warehousing, which does not have a parking requirement. But we want to make sure that the land use there meets the IDO definition of warehousing, or if it's something a little bit different, such as wholesaling or distribution center, because some will have a requirement and others don't. So we just want to clarify a few of those things. Let's see, we'll also need the DXF file and proof of approval before final sign off of the plat, and all final plan sheets will need to be sealed and signed and recorded copy sent to Jay Rodenbeck. And let me see here, and the applicant is providing a 6-foot sidewalk for table 7.2.29 from section 7 of the DPM, And other than that, there was just some future development guidance. So let us know if you have any questions along those lines.
This is DHO Campbell. Thank you, Mr. Webb. Appreciate that. I see some hands raised. Mr. Biazar.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. I just wanted to make sure that since the parking agreement will be recorded prior to the plat, that's noted on the plat with the recording information as well. I don't know if that's, we just need to make sure that happens before that plat is recorded or signed by our group. That's all I had.
And let me, this is DHO Campbell, let me ask Mr. Mulhall if that's your understanding as well.
This is from all Cartesian. I thought we were recording them simultaneously, and so we hadn't included any kind of blinks or anything for the inclusion of that agreement. We could tack that on with the language for easement 5, I believe, without any issue. So I think we could do that in kind of short order and cover that.
So just to clarify, Mr. Biazar, is it acceptable if they file the they get the filing information on the shared parking agreement and then write it onto the new plat so that the information is there?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. I'll leave it up to code enforcement, our planners. Typically, we need that shared agreement recorded ahead of time to ensure that that's happening. But I mean, I don't see an issue getting them recorded at the same time, but we just have to make sure that information, it's transparent on the plat, that recording information, because it needs to get recorded prior to the plat.
Got it. Okay, DHO Campbell, thank you, Mr. City Engineer. I see Mr. Rodenbeck's hand is up.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to confer with Mr. Mulhall's language on the infrastructure list real quick. It looks similar to the previous case that we had that was heard by Mr. Bohannon as DHO. Ryan, I see phase one improvements on here. Is this the same thing as last time where this is just a typo, basically? This is not a multi-phase?
Yeah, I don't know where these phases are coming from. I apologize for kind of any confusion these introduce. I think everything that needs to be covered on improvements for the plat and everything is shown on here. Concrete and mains and everything are going to be tied to the site plan, which is all one body, and that's where the confusion came in with, you know, those combined parking counts and everything else. It's all one phase. So
all right, no problem. And two other quick comments here regarding the infrastructure list. It looks like you used a DRV one, the one that goes out for DFT signatures. Should this plat get approved, needs to be a DHO infrastructure list. And just make sure you add that application number for this plat as well under project number, so that our DRC group needs that information when they're processing the financial guarantee and IIA.
Okay. Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. Yeah, we can add that info and then make sure that it's on the correct form.
All right. DHO Campbell, I see Ms. Wolfley, your hand is up. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jolene Wolfley. Brian, I just wanted to circle back. Did you realize, or is your property line, your new property line you're creating, going through bisecting parking spaces?
This friend with Cartesian, I believe by design it was, supposed to go along the lines, not bisecting spaces. And so I'm pulling up the site sketch now. I know that
when you added the air photo.
I think that site plan might show slightly different parking labeling than what our site sketch, kind of what the field collected locations shows. And so I'll scroll into that again. It's sheet 10 would be the site sketch.
So we just need to make sure it looked like one space could be as much as 3 feet. And I wanted to make sure if you had any setbacks that wouldn't affect them if you needed to adjust the property line.
Oh, okay. So there's the plat and then the revised.
Oh, it's sort of.
Yeah, I don't think it's as severe as that.
It's less obvious here than it was on your version that had an air photo underneath it.
Yeah, that site plan.
It just looks like there could be maybe some irregularities there. We just need to make sure that the
okay. Yeah, I know there's going to be some redesign with adjustments to these drive aisles and things like that, and especially with the install that water line. And so there may be kind of anticipated, adjustments of the
clarify line. Those.
Okay. Yeah, and so I think we're kind of looking at old lines, and so I think that might be what's there, but I don't know how we would even adjust the lot line to, straddle those existing parking lines any better. And so I imagine those would get adjusted as part of, this site plan sort of adjustment phase there.
Right. So that just the parking spaces can't cross the property line. And then in terms of just clarifying the parking, so I think your calculation was roughly how many spaces for raised flooring if you computed it as partial office?
Let me pull up that image. Oh, you 40, got it too. So provided
7 spaces. Is that correct?
That was the required, I believe. And then there's an updated one that shows what we have provided now.
On the site that would be raised flooring, how many parking spaces are there? This is part of the information we need here. So as this property changes over time, we know what we kind of agreed, what was the base point for this shared parking agreement, because an experience over time, if this is fuzzy now, it'll be worse for people later on. So we wanna have this really clear. So if you have 47 spaces required, we need to know how many of those spaces are on the lot that will include raised flooring. And how many spaces are being provided on the other lot?
Yeah, so about 2 hours ago, I sent a final version of this TCL that breaks down the spaces per lot. And so raised flooring has 57 normal spaces. And then New Mexico Soul would have 25 normal. And then there's a breakdown of 1 ADA and motorcycle and 3 bike for the minimal sola to the north. And then Ray's has 3 ADA, 3 motorcycle and 6 bicycle. Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. Sorry.
So I think that better.
Is he in this meeting and didn't see this?
Is that this is DHO Campbell. Ms. Wolfley, is that satisfactory? This is the revised plat then. Is that right?
This is an exhibit that's accompanying the plat. So this looks like what we needed, Mr. Mulhall and Mr. Hearing Officer. So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Any last commentary or requirements? I see nothing in the chat box as being required. And there were no members of the public to speak. Any last words, Ms. Wolfley? Your hand is still up.
Oh, yeah, I apologize. The correction I don't see here, Mr. Mulhall, is when you get to parking required in the middle of this section, it says business, one space per 3.5 GFA. that should say 3.5 spaces per 1,000 GFA. The number is correct, but the language is incorrect. If you could make that correction.
Okay. Yeah. And then again, this ran with Cartesian. So I think you had also recommended that there was like a business type that was kind of distribution and everything. And I think that might kind of better fit than general business 3.5 spaces per 1,000 GFA. And so, yeah, I think we're sufficient of that. And I don't think this needs to be anything that holds back the plat, right? This is just something for the site plan.
No, I think we'll just make it a condition of approval that this gets corrected.
Oh, okay. Just send you a correct version.
This is
okay.
DHO Campbell. If you look in the chat box, Mr. Webb has posted planning conditions. Number one, correct parking calculation verbiage and show requirement provided for each lot. Number two, correct plat property line so it is not bisecting property or parking spaces. Number three, project and application numbers added to the plat. And number four, recorded plat, IL and shared parking agreement. So that those would be the planning conditions I see them. Ms. Wolfley.
Excuse me, Mr. Hearing Officer. I think we would just remove the one about bisecting the parking space because they're showing, Mr. Mohal just showed that it barely does, and they're going to likely be restriping to make that happen. And so we don't want to hold up the plat for that.
Okay, so we'll leave number two on that list, Mr. Webb, can come off. And are there any other issues or questions, conditions before we approve this project? All right. With that, the hearing officer will approve the preliminary and final plat with the conditions as set forth. Mr. Rodenbeck has reminded us that we need a recorded IIA as well, and that is included in the approval today.
This run with Cartesian. It was my understanding that I thought we were going to tie the infrastructure list to a site plan in the future. So I don't know if that needs to be noted instead of an IAA being tied to this plat.
Mr. Rodenbeck, it's your comment there.
If there's an infrastructure, well, I guess we just need to know, is there an infrastructure? So we're not including the infrastructure list with this plat then. Is that the case?
That's correct. This is where I'm all with Cartesian surveys. So the folks have been working, they're still, preparing their site plan. I think, I kind of expected this to be moving more in parallel, like we had been with other projects, and it just hasn't come forward yet. And so that's still the intent, to tie the infrastructure list with a site plan, but I don't believe it's been submitted yet.
Well, I'll just add this regarding the site plan. If it's going to be tied to a site plan, it really needs to go through our DFT group for a site plan administrative DFT, because if it goes through just a site plan admin through building safety, I don't believe we could tie an infrastructure list to that. So I'm just telling you, that's the process that you need to go through if the infrastructure list was to be tied to the site plan.
This is DHO Campbell. I think, Mr. Biazar, are you wanting to weigh in on this very topic?
Yes, sir. This is Shahab Biazar, city engineer. So typically, we tie the infrastructure list to the first item in front of us. So this needs to be tied to the plot instead of the site plan.
Mr. Mulhall, how does that change your, if at all, how does that change your conclusion?
I don't know how close the site plan is, where a deferral to have that catch up might work.
Let me ask, can I make that a condition, an additional condition? I'd be glad to have Mr. Biazar, do you want to weigh in on that?
Mr. Hearing Officer, yeah, that could be a condition of city engineer signature on the plot. I mean, we could make a recommendation for approval if you choose to, and make that a condition of, city engineer signature.
And that condition would be that the IIA is recorded as well.
This is Shahapi as our data scribe, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Okay, I see Mr. Rodenbeck, your hand is up.
Okay, so I just wanted, this may be a moot point to bring up if the, you know, if we determine where, what the infrastructure list could be tied to. Another consideration when you tie an infrastructure list to a site plan is if a site plan only covers a portion of the site area where a plat was approved. Typically, I mean, Mr. Beazar can jump in here too. We'll typically want to tie it to a plat rather than a site plan, just because some of the infrastructure really may not be along the frontage of the site, the entire site. It may be along parts of frontage that the site plan are not along, I guess, trying to make it less confusing. Anyways, I was just throwing that out there too.
This is DHO Campbell. I appreciate if you give sort of a specific, not theoretical to any kind of site plan, but specifically to this one. Mr. Rodenbeck, could you do that with what you're saying?
Okay, so for example, this plat area covers,
if it helps.
If I may, this is Shahab Yazar, if I may, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Sure, yes, Mr.
B. Just one short, I would say that the infrastructure list must be tied to the plat in action.
All right, Mr. Mulhall, you had something to say?
Yeah, that's fine with Cartesian. I just wanted to comment that water line extension, everything that is part of that infrastructure list is on all three lots, if that kind of helped Mr. Rodenbeck at all with his, you know, concerns about separate site plans not necessarily needing to cover aspects of an infrastructure list.
Okay.
Mr. Rodenbeck, did that answer your question?
Well, yeah. So what I was bringing up is this is the site area of the plat. The site plan doesn't cover as large of an area, I don't believe. I mean, we can't know that until they submit, but sometimes you run into issues where infrastructure may run along a portion of the plat area that the site plan doesn't cover, in which case the infrastructure in that case has to be tied to the plat in that case.
I think we are
we're of a similar
mind on that. The city engineer has weighed in, I believe, and said that and recorded IIA would be needed to advance of city engineer's signature on the plat. So we've got that covered.
The infrastructure list of the plat.
Should that be a condition? It sounds like
it already is. It's already, yeah. We already got that as a condition in the chat.
All right, that's fine. Then, Mr. Mulhall, one last chance before we approve.
Okay, so surrounding with Cartesian. So just to understand from, I guess, what's in front of us. There's no way to tie the infrastructure list to the site plan, given that it hasn't been heard yet, but could we make it a condition that of plat signatures and approvals upon time of, I guess, site plan applications, or is the only way just getting that recorded IAA?
I think this was Mr. Biazar's issue. Mr. Biazar, are you prepared to answer that question?
Mr. Hearing Officer, I mean, we definitely need that recorded IIA prior to my signature. I mean, you don't technically you could start submitting your site plan and just kind of hold off on recording the plat until your site plan is complete. But the IIA needs to be recorded prior to the platting action.
Okay. Yeah, this run.
I don't know if that makes sense. I mean, if it's a timing of the site plan and you want to have a site plan ready, that's fine. We could, you know, just delay recording the plot, but we could get it approved and move forward till you're ready to finalize your site plan.
Yeah, this was Ryan with Cartesian. I think the hope was that we could expedite recording the plat as quickly as possible. And we thought recording or submitting the site plan would be more expedient than getting a recorded IAA. So. Yeah.
If I may again, Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Beazar. So, I mean, there's no guarantee that a site plan will come after the recording of the plat. So basically, we usually tie the infrastructure list to what's first in front of us and what's going to get approved first.
Okay. And that is in the conditions as were stated earlier, that we need the infrastructure list. And so we're going to leave that in the planning conditions. And this matter is approved with those conditions as previously stated. I want to thank all of you for your time and attention today.
Mr. Hearing Officer,
yeah.
Could you please state the conditions as hearing officer?
You want me to say them again? Okay.
Did you state
them? I earlier stated them, and then I was told to take out number two.
Okay. But, and then did you add the add-on about the reported IIA?
Yeah, that's in actually number four of the conditions. I'm glad to read them again.
That says a recorded plat.
Yeah, that's why I added that language.
All right. A recorded IIA is needed as well. Let me read them to be clear. The planning conditions are, number one, correct parking calculation verbiage and show requirement provided for each lot. Number two has been eliminated. Number three, project and application numbers added to the plat. Number four should be recorded plat, recorded IIA, and shared
parking. Infrastructure list.
Infrastructure list. And shared parking agreement along with recorded IIA are conditioned. Are a condition of final approval and signature by the city engineer. So those are the conditions. And at this point, item number seven, PR 2022-007645, application 2023-00053, preliminary and final plat is approved. I want to thank everybody for their time and attention today. And we'll see you all in a couple weeks. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.